Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
Arise, for this matter is your responsibility, but we will be with you. Be of good courage and do it. Ezra chapter 10, verse 4. You probably haven't heard of Harlow Curtis because he wasn't a graduate from a famous university. He was a country boy with only a high school diploma, roughly equivalent to finishing year 10. But he had big dreams. He started out as a bookkeeper in General Motors and rose to become a company president by the age of 35. By the time he was 40, he was the general manager of General Motors, esteemed Buick division. He worked his way to the top of his profession with a talent for new ideas and action. He bravely designed new styles and models, and he personally traveled throughout the United States to inspire dealers and instill in them a renewed enthusiasm about their Buick productions. And guess when he did it? In the middle of the Great Depression. Under his leadership, the sales of the Buick cars quadrupled. His division became the second biggest moneymaker in General Motors history. When he was asked what he attributed his success to, he cited these three things. 1. He set goals for himself and required the people around him to do likewise. 2. He took pride in confronting and overcoming obstacles. And 3. He was willing to take risks and do the things that talented but fearful people around him refused to do. As a result, winning became a habit and a lifestyle. Those three principles are solidly scriptural and time-tested, and they will lead you to success in whatever you put your hand to. So, arise, for this matter is your responsibility. Be of good courage and do it.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.